Most people have heard of the Nobel Prizes. Those are the very prestigious awards given annually for uncommon achievement across a range of disciplines. Most of the Nobel Prizes were awarded this week. The last one for economics will be announced on Monday. But Carolyn Beeler of member station WHYY explains why a select group of artists has a special reason to await this announcement.
Nobel winners get a medal, a certificate, and a cash prize. But they may not know that most also get an original piece of art, which is supposed to capture the essence of their accomplishment. Swedish watercolor artist Hasse Carlsson is assigned to the Art for the Economics Prize this year. He finds out Monday who the winner or winners are.
So if they are going to be three, then it will be stressful. So I hope they will be one or two this time.
Carlsson only has about a week to get colors and a draft to a calligrapher so she can match her ink to his color palette. The final art is due in mid-November, ahead of the December awards ceremony. Carlsson made three paintings last year for physicists who invented blue LED lights. He painted watercolors of figures in dark overcoats, bathed in light, spilling from storefront windows and streetlights.
I remember that I was thinking that today's daylight can be restored. I was thinking about that when I did my paintings.
That assignment was unusually straightforward. It was light, after all, being honored, a topic well-suited to the visual arts. Other subjects are tougher. Suzanne Yardebak made a collage for the 2013 physics laureate, Peter Higgs. Higgs theorized the existence of the Higgs boson. So Yardebak asked another scientist to describe how she could represent the subatomic particle.
She said it's not easy to describe it easily. It's very, very hard. But you could try to do something with a Mexican hat.
If you graph the behavior of the Higgs boson, that graph looks something like a Mexican hat. So she incorporated that image into her collage.
And in the background, I could use some, you know, sky that was holy.
Holy, because the Higgs boson is also known as the God particle. That nickname inspired a color palette of midnight and aquamarine blues with highlights of celestial gold. Yardebak also created the artwork for the 2012 Chemistry Nobel winner, Dr. Robert Lefkowitz. He has it hanging on the wall of his office.
I think it's a very neat and a very meaningful thing, yes. That's something which, like everything else about the Nobel Prizes, appears to distinguish it from other awards.
Art created to honor each accomplishment. Just one of the details that make the Nobel one of the world's most distinguished awards. For NPR News, I'm Carolyn Beeler.